have the iPad as the student laptop.
Local school students imagine a world without heavy textbooks. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story after this. KHNS Radio is getting bigger.
Indeed. Exciting times at KHNS.
Says the public radio station's general manager, Kay Clements.
Well, we've just hired three new staff, actually. Two full-time and one part-time.
The station is, for the first time in some years, expecting to operate with a full staff once the new employees are in place. In some cases, once the former employees are in place.
Amelia Nash is working with us in programming now, and we're happy to have her back. I know she did a great job when she was here before. And Steve Skerritt also working with us full-time now. Steve had so many skills and a lot of historical knowledge about the station, which is so vital to us all working together and problem-solving, troubleshooting, and planning our vision for the future.
The ads for full-time positions attracted 7 local applications and another 7 from elsewhere. For the part-time position, local Adam Richard was hired as Haines-based news reporter, and a similar Skagway-based position is still open for applications. The station's last full-time hire before these was Clements, who started in January. Before that, a bare-bones staff of 3 full-time staffers and 1 part-time employee were operating the station. The return to full staff will allow for advancement at the station, says Clements.
So we've been thinking about some changes over the last few months in programming, just moving things to different time slots, and others, you know, new shows. We've had some feedback. We're looking at how we serve the community, how we're fulfilling our mission, and so trying to incorporate maybe a little more broad-based programming.
The station's also replacing aging equipment throughout the studios, including the main on-air studio's 30-year-old soundboard, the decades-old phone system, outdated computers, and computer programs.
Well, I think there's 2 levels to what we're going towards. We're looking at, there's been a lot of deferred maintenance in the radio station, and so we're spending some money this year replacing equipment. We've had the Rasmussen Fund gave us a grant that allows us to buy a new console for the broadcast studio and some other equipment, CD players and microphones, which is really exciting. We also are doing some maintenance on our Skagway antennas. There's 3 over there, actually, but 2 of them that needed to be moved in the last month. So our engineer is here from Talkeetna and helping us hopefully solve some of those problems that are annoying everyone and also just upgrade so that, you know, when we have the tools, I think it's a little easier to do the job.
Clement says this summer's membership drive, which broke the record in fundraising, is a big reason why the improvements can happen.
31 years in the life of a radio station is impressive, and so a lot of people have come through the doors as volunteers, as staff, members, donors. It's a really thriving radio station, and so I'm looking forward to working with this full-time staff and just moving forward from here for another 31 years. I feel that a full staff can do the best job, and 5 is really not a lot to run a radio station. It still leaves a lot of work and a lot of holes, but 5 working full-time and being taken care of, I think it's a good working environment. So we just want to make great radio.
Clement says the most immediate changes will likely happen next week. Since the main studio will be reconstructed, programming is expected to be different for about a week. Stay tuned to KHNS for more information. You probably wouldn't be surprised if I told you I don't have an iPad, but what if I told you the school students in your town do? This year, a few of the tablet computers from Apple called iPads were introduced to Haines and Skagway schools. The teachers are using the tiny computers to teach kids in new ways. But first, a quick pause to make sure everyone's on the same wavelength. iPad is Apple's half-inch thick tablet computer. It was announced on January 27, 2010. It has a 9.7-inch touchscreen that can run movies, books, games, and many other media applications. It can be carried around easily, as it's about as big and kind of looks like an average-sized book, with the whole front panel as a computer screen. And if you've been paying attention, they've been used all over the place, in real life and in schools.
The goal of the Haynesboro School District is to have technology infused with their learning.
Like in Mr. McFeeder's Haines High School classroom.
And if you've ever seen a student walking down the hall with their backpacks, with all their books in it. They seem to be a little bit heavy, to say the least. And so what we're hoping is that our textbook writers will create textbooks that can be read on the iPad, and then instead of distributing textbooks to all our students, we'll just give them iPads.
Mr. McFeeters teaches in the computer classroom and is the IT guru in the school district. I sat with some of McFeeters' students as they tried the iPads out for the first time.
Well, we should get an iPad out.
We should get an iPad out.
Who's used an iPad before?
Two seconds.
Okay.
Oh,
have I seen
one
before?
Yeah, I played a game on it.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I have seen one.
Messed around on it.
Whoa.
The students were surprised to find out you can use the tablet textbook a lot like you can use a real textbook. You can highlight text, add side notes, look up words and information by clicking on an on-screen selection. Students can email from them and pass assignments back and forth among themselves and instructors. It works on any wireless internet network, like those in Southeast schools.
It's an open network at the school, and most school districts have an open network. So if they traveled to another school district, they would also have access to all of their work, all their communications with their teachers, and assignments and so forth. Oftentimes, kids are gone for a week, sometimes 10 days, sometimes during the basketball season, we won't see a certain student for 3 weeks because they're traveling that whole time.
And you could be doing assignments and sending them back the whole time?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
That'd be really nice.
It would be nice.
The average active Glacier Bear student who might participate in 3 to 4 activities a year in each of their 4 years in high school might spend 1 year on the road, McFeeters estimates, traveling to and from competitions on the ferry, bus, or plane, which can make school sometimes more like homeschool or independent learning on a boat.
I think the textbook thing is awesome because I know on trips we have so many books in our backpacks and we all work together, like, okay, you get the science book, I'll get the math book, and so everyone gets to work on science together. If we're going to have an iPad, then we'd all have all our books on that.
The whole iPad craze started at the school district with the school buying 2 of the pieces to give it a try. Then one teacher ordered 5 for their class. Now teachers are looking at buying more for special needs students and other students.
The superintendent is very supportive of any technology integration in our school district. And so when I put in my first order, he was so excited that he added one for himself. We have some students with special needs that have them. The program that I showed you before, which is the Dragon Dictation program, when you tap to record. And so if I was to say, I'm going to go to the store and get eggs, milk, and bread, it then writes my text for me.
That's cool, though. So if you wanted to write your report, you could just, like, say what you're saying.
And then you click right here, and you can email it.
Can you edit it?
That is just neat.
After you
yes.
say it?
The model the school is using is the base model, without 3G network access, just wireless internet access capabilities. It runs about $499. McFeeters says the units cannot be upgraded, but the school could probably use the models for the next 2 years.
My dream would be to have the iPad as the student laptop with a built-in case that had a Bluetooth keyboard in it. And then the student could walk from class to class, take their notes on here, email their notes to themselves, and so the personal computer would be gone and all students would have an iPad.
The students who were going to be using the new iPads had a few more questions that I didn't think about.
What are you guys wondering?
Does that break easily?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It does break easy if there's a point. Like, for instance, if you put it in your bag with some sharp object, it will break it. And it's got that wonderful autocorrect on it. You guys know about the autocorrect that gets you in trouble sometimes?
Yeah.
It's on here.
So, okay, does it do cuss words?
It does not do cuss words.
They were also curious about music, games, and a translator for Spanish class. Teachers, not to worry, says McFeeters.
One of the things that I can do on here is I can restrict just about everything. So as an example, the App Store can be completely restricted. I can put what I want you to have on there, and you can't change it.
Boo.
Are you going to put like a game on there or something?
So I'll probably put Angry Birds on for you.
Yeah.
The iPads also have Google Earth for geography studies, Skype for video or audio communication, and book reading programs like Kindle for book report assignments.
Then, for the younger kids, there's learning about shapes. Let's see, is the volume on?
Touch the oval. Sweet. Touch the triangle. Sweet.
Anyways,
you're working yourself out of a job, it looks like.
Yeah. Spellwell is a program that it gives you the word and then you have to spell it correctly.
Our spelling frog, Wordy, is sad. His garden is very empty. Please help him. You can do this by spelling words right.
So if you want to know more about tablet technology, try asking a school kid. Then be sure to tell them about the latest technology from your school days, like the LaserDisc, dot matrix printing, MS-DOS, basic programming on microcomputers, remember C-band satellite language learning, chalkboards, overhead projectors, film strips, you get it.
Excellent.